Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report today about Mexican jumping beans. We'll have that for you coming up right after this.
Coming from Bob and Tom Television, it's the fun new game show everyone's talking about.
Come on down, Miss Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
All right, welcome to the show now. We're going to have you two stand back to back.
Do I have to?
Yes, that's the way the game is played, Christy.
Jeez, this is so embarrassing.
Come on now, just do it.
Okay, fine.
Oh, sorry. It looks like she's got you by at least an inch or so.
Hey, that's not fair. She's on her tippy toes.
It's Christy Lee, guest starring in Are You Taller Than a Fifth Grader? Tonight, Bob and Tom Television.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom Griswold.
Just had a request for something from Greg Warren, which we featured. Oh, there's the man right himself right there. It's Greg Warren. We're looking at him on the big screen.
Now, Greg's here to do his feature, the Warren Report. So what do you have for us, Tom?
I was going to say, you got a nice letter about your recent show. Was it in Monticello, Greg? Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And how's Monty C doing these days?
Outstanding, Josh.
Yeah. G-Dub and Monty C. I saw the band.
Now, am I correct in saying your next gig, you're going to be in Belleville, Illinois, with something called Laughs at the Lincoln?
Yep, sold out, Tom. Can't get any tickets for that.
Wow. Yeah, no, hard to come by. Maybe second market, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's see what maybe.
Those are going to cost you, Josh.
In late March, you're going to be at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids.
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you've been working that place since it was Mr. Grin's.
He went to med school.
Dr. Grin is my father.
They call him the doctor.
It was a proud moment for all of us. You know, those doctorate programs in comedy take a long time.
Sure.
And then you're going
to defend your dissertation and all that.
It looks like you're going to be at the Funny Bone in Des Moines coming up in late April. So those are all going to be great shows live with Greg Warren. But right now, you have prepared the Warren Report. Is it presidential today?
No, it's not at all.
Okay. Nothing to do with President's Day, huh?
Yeah, I had a request from one of my buddies who wanted to hear about Mexican jumping beans.
Well, by gosh, the city Sonora, Mexico, better be in this report because that's evidently the cradle of jumping beans. Is that right?
It is, Chick. It's sort of the mountainous range of Mexico. Sonora, Chihuahua, Sinaloa. All the places featured in the Netflix series Narcos.
Right.
Yeah. Frijoles saltarines is what they're called in Mexico.
Is that right?
We're basically dealing with two parties here, guys. You have an adult moth and you have a plant. Okay.
Right.
Now this moth has some real dirtbag relatives.
Okay.
Yeah. The codling moth. That's a serious problem for apples. The Oriental fruit moth it ruins peaches.
Oh.
And the black-headed fireworm ruins cranberries, which when I was a kid at Thanksgiving, I wish I would have had some black-headed fireworms because I didn't care for cranberries. Forced to eat them. Those are all relatives of Sebastiani Pringle. But hey, who among us does not have some relatives that we're not proud of?
Didn't Sebastiani Pringle invent the potato chip in a tube?
He did. Absolutely.
That's the guy with the mustache.
Some say Grego Warreno stole the idea and took it to
Grego Warreno.
Procter & Gamble.
So what happens here, Chick, is this adult moth lays eggs on this plant.
Lays eggs.
Yeah, it's very sexual, Josh. lays eggs on this plant, and the eggs go into this little seed pod on the plant.
Yeah, they do.
And think, and that seed pod spends 6 months in there. It becomes a larvae or a larva or, you know, think caterpillar is what I'm thinking. There's a little caterpillar, a tiny caterpillar in that seed pod. And the pod falls down on the ground and it eats the inside of the seed pod and it spins some silk. So it's got something to latch onto. And when it latches onto that silk, that's what causes it to jump. It's sort of, and it doesn't really jump. It's more of a, it's more of a scoot or a shift, but they're called the jumping beans. And most people think the reason they're jumping is to find shade. Okay. Now there's a little bit of a little bit of an argument here because when they are in the shade, they are still jumping.
Okay. Can't be satisfied.
But think of a fat man in the summer. There's you can never find enough shade.
This is a great oak tree, guys. But I would, can you bring a fan over here or something?
I'm going to tell a story to illustrate this about a buddy of mine. You guys know him, a real good buddy of mine, comedian Bob Biggerstaff.
Sure. Now,
right.
Bob used to be fat. He's not anymore.
Yeah.
He looks great. But Bob used to be a little bit overweight. And Bob lives in Houston. And one summer, I was in Houston for my birthday, August 31st. So it's very hot in Houston. And they had a party for me. These all the comics, these girls set up this party at this this Mexican restaurant. And they decided that we should eat in the outside portion.
Ah.
And so we were all out there. And Bob was there. And then he wasn't. And then I went to the bathroom about 20 minutes later. And Bob's sitting at the bar with a very cool drink and a, you know, washcloth on his head. And he's like, hey, buddy.
Happy birthday, buddy. I can't hang out there for too long.
Sure.
Bob was seeking shade, if you guys can follow me on this. Yeah. It's a larva, plural larvae. There's all kinds of different larvae names. You know, the amphibian frog is a tadpole.
Ah, yes.
The larvae of bees and wasps are grubs. Hmm. And a maggot is a fly larvae that lives on a fly. Nobody in the world more grateful for the existence of the term maggot than the band Dire Straits.
I don't get that.
Well, yes. They had to redo a song and the lyric.
They had to update a song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, sorry.
They were getting a little loose, were they?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a different time. And
it's a character singing.
Yeah.
It's a blue-collar character singing the song.
Yes, they're talking about basically what people probably said about them.
Right, back right.
Then. But yeah, but anyways, I've read that they don't feel good about that term anyways.
Sure.
But yeah, I love when I'm listening to some cover band somewhere. And I sprint into the room to see how they're going to.
Yeah. When you're listening to the radio, you want to see which version they play.
That Buddy Hackett is a millionaire. Buddy
Hackett. Yeah, they use various substitutions for that word. Yeah.
I've listened lately. They just skip that whole verse in some cases.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. On some radio stations, they don't even play it, man.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Alamos, Mexico, the jumping bean capital of the world. Senor Joaquin Hernandez, he's the king of jumping beans, guys.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy runs the whole show. Legend is he saw when they were like 12 years old, when he was 12 years old, he saw the potential in these things and started collecting them. Okay. He's an enterprising young man. Sure. And now he has 50 employees, and they do all the selecting and packing. 20 million beans go out every year.
Yeah. Okay, so when you get a box of jumping beans, how long do they jump?
Well, they are probably between 2 and 5 months, Tom. This is interesting. These before they go larvae and before they go to pupae, which is when they're sort of dormant, they basically carve like a hole in the bean, and it's a perfect circle. It looks like a drill did it. And then after about 6 months in there, they fly out. That opening. That's where they fly out as a tiny moth. And that moth has the lifespan of about 3 days.
Isn't that something?
3 days. All that for 3 days as a moth. And let me tell you something, you guys. If you encounter one of these moths, you can't tell them nothing, man.
Guys,
like, hey, moth, maybe, hey, brother, I'm a quarter dead. I'll do whatever I want. It's like a soldier on 24-hour leave. Just give him a wide berth.
Sure. Why are we talking about jumping beans again?
Because you asked him to.
Because, okay. Chick did. We were talking about it last week.
Yeah, don't you find this amazing and interesting and illuminating and stuff? You
had a story about them.
I was just curious as to how we got on the topic.
Because we had a story about them.
Can you still get them? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, Greg's telling us all about them.
They're legal to. I mean, obviously, we can get fentanyl all over the border. I was wondering if Mexican jumping beans are probably dead. Confiscating those.
No, they're legal, man. I mean, I don't know why PETA is not getting on these guys. I mean, it seems a little cruel. What's going on there?
Yeah. Well, they still hatch though, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean hatch?
So they come over here and they'll hatch. You buy some Mexican jumping beans.
Didn't you hear him? They chew a perfect hole in the bean, and then they fly off.
But apparently, it's not a problem. Yes.
This isn't. They're not infesting places that sell wool scarves or anything.
That's a good question, Tom. It's a good question. These moths are not the kind that chew holes.
Okay. Except for the circular.
And Tom, they're alive for 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days.
Right.
Yeah,
they're going to go chewing scarves if you got 3 days.
Well, even if you got 100 million of them, I mean.
They're hitting up brothels. Yeah. Mothels.
Exactly. Yeah. Mothels. Oh,
sexy moths.
They're living fast. Well,
thank you very much. Thank you very much, Greg Warren. We just featured your fabulous piece about your parents and voting. Very funny.
So you're done with Greg, huh?
You're done?
No, I just wanted to give him a little breather.
Really so seemed like you were finished with this.
So he could look ahead at his notes.
You can get 5 live jumping beans from... Greg? Jumping Beans Are Us from online.
Oh.
For $9.95.
Oh. Who do you think has the market on those clear plastic tiny boxes? That's...
Huh?
Is that how they're shipped?
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Have you guys ever bought Mexican jumping beans? There's about 4 of them, and they come in this little clear, perfect square box.
No. I'm against the purchase of them because I only look at American jumping beans. I feel like the Mexican jumping beans are taking away from American jumping beans. But
they're taking jobs away. Yeah,
absolutely. American jumping beans, Josh, yes. No hops.
They're taking our jumps is what they're doing.
You did order them at one point, like as a kid?
Oh, I didn't order them, but I picked them up somewhere. Yeah, had them here and there.
Yeah. Same here, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was heavily involved in them for a while.
Oh. What happens if you eat one?
Ew.
Well, you can ask this guy. It was a police officer leaned over on his nightstand and took his nightly pill, is what he thought. But it was a Mexican jumping bean. And he went to the hospital. They do jump. They continue to jump while they're in your, because they respond to heat. So.
Oh, they'll really jump.
It's cooking down.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a warning on them? Do not eat.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, if you these boxes are tiny, you couldn't get much of a warning on there. I guess you could have the words "do not eat," but I don't think so. It's probably if they have room for anything, it's going to say "buy more jumping beans." I
see. Collect them.
Now, is there a Cadillac of the jumping bean, or are there lesser firms that make?
A holy Frijol.
Well, let me tell you something. If they are, they better watch out because Joaquin Hernandez is gonna beat them down. Like okay. You don't. He's Greg, the king. Greg, you don't come after the king.
Do you remember the St. Louis Cardinal Joaquin Andujar?
Oh yeah, man.
Well, my brothers and I had fun with calling him Walking Underwear. He couldn't believe. Couldn't believe how funny.
Yeah, that was the guy. He called himself One Tough Dominican. He was a character, man.
What does that have to do with jumping beam?
Nothing. I'm just trying to say anything that will keep Tom from kicking Greg off the air. Tom has wanted out.
He can't have it.
One.
He cannot have it.
We are 2 weeks away from him telling you what your topics are.
Oh,
he can't stand it.
2 weeks. Next week.
No, this is truly fascinating.
Don't you listen to him.
You're not paying attention.
I love that he wants to know why we came up with this. He hasn't asked me that on one of these times.
Today?
No. Let me explain how the Warren Report started, guys. Tom called me and he said, I'd
really like the title.
I'd like you to do the Warren Report. And I said, Tom, that's great. I'll do it. Maybe we should call it something else because, there was the Zany report. He goes, no, the reason why I'm calling it the Warren Report is because of Ken. I know what the Warren Report was. I go, well, what do you want me to do? I'll just, do what you normally do when you come in here. And
take some obscure topic and go do a deep dive. Now, this is fascinating.
Exactly what he's doing.
Okay. I know.
Mexican jumping beans.
Great.
Joaquin Andujar.
You know, when people are fascinated by a topic, they often ask questions. Like, why are we talking about this? And whose idea? Who came up with this one?
How did we get on this
president's
stuff?
And they'll say things like, thank you, Greg. See you next week. Yes.
Start plugging his upcoming stand-up dates.
Our Mexican jumping beans
why do people
as popular now
anyway?
As they were when I was a kid?
Man.
Tom, well, when you bought them, Tom, you probably they were in the back of comic books, right?
I think I got him at the circus.
With the sea monkeys and stuff.
How often were you going to the circus as a kid?
It was a weekly event in my childhood.
There was a guy at the circus.
Hey, Pop, can we go to the circus?
There was a guy at the circus that carried a thing, like a case of like those things that hold 40 popcorns, except it was full of chameleons. And the guy would walk up and down the aisle selling live chameleons at the circus.
What?
You want butter on your chameleon?
That sounds awesome.
I mean, I'm sure it's illegal now, but
it's got to be. Probably
someone out there has to have gone to that circus.
I think it was something from a chameleon?
It was a lesser circus. I think it was called the Grotto Circus.
I never heard of such a thing.
Shahar Grotto. I think you're right. It came to London, too.
And I don't approve of the three-ring circus, Greg. I've got ADD.
As long as you're asking about circuses, Greg.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, because I can't focus on any one thing, let alone, hey, there's some lady hanging from her hair over here on the left. No one's even watching her because there's an elephant over there. one thing at a time, for God's sake.
Tom.
Did the lady really hang from her hair?
Oh yeah, she's spinning around 50 feet off the ground.
I cringe every time I see that act.
Yeah, it hurts, doesn't it?
I thought you were like... very from a well-to-do family, Tom. Why were you going to the second-rate circus?
It was the only one available in his neighborhood.
Yeah, because
we're going to go down to
Ringling Brothers only came through every couple of years.
Sure.
Yep. This year we're going to Farnham and Haley.
Sure, it was a lesser circus, but that'll happen. Have we reached the point where you have the so-called closer?
Translation, wrap it up, Greg.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about, the backs of comics books.
Go ahead.
That's where they were sold originally, were in the back of comic books. They were among the X-ray specs, I believe. Pat said sea monkeys, which look nothing like monkeys. They're brine shrimp.
And do you remember the pitch to make extra money by selling grit?
No, I that was like a magazine something, right? Wasn't it? Yeah, I do remember that, man.
Because I never had any cash. This is great.
Pyramid scheme for kids.
The coolest thing, I think that there was like an actual, the only thing that wasn't a complete ripoff is you put a penny in this bank and a skeleton came out and grabbed the penny and put it into the bank.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was neat. You can, those are still out there. There's a place at the mall that's all they sell.
Yeah.
The line there every day. Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it. Great stuff.
Bye, guys.
See you, Greg.
Get some I think there's going to be a big run on Mexican jumping beans.
Maybe after Greg could sell them at his shows.
I'd like to think we have something. There's going to be like an 80% uptick, and it's because of us. And Greg, really.
Would it be legal to sell them at his show?
I don't. Why wouldn't it be? Is it illegal to sell them? No.
I think it might be.
Yeah, we have comedians' merch destroys crap farms.
Joke turns into drought. Yeah. Farmers here aren't laughing.
Thousands of worst infestation since the boll weevil.
He'd have to
alleged comedian Greg Warren.
Greg with my mouth agape.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.